Comedian.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, y'all? And welcome to the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Tonight we are playing one of our favorite games, the This or That game. Do you want to get with this or do you want to get with that? So that's our QOD tonight. The This or That game should be fun. Plus, we're going to spend a few minutes on that damn book because I want to know if my peeps have read this book by the very lovely Sophia Janelle Taylor. And it's called Faithful Liar. You need to go pick it up. And we have a lot on the plate for you today, folks. Look, it's going to be a fun Saturday. Coming up in about 30 minutes is all about the weather. Keeping you up to speed with the weather. You know how we do it. And, of course, you're only seconds away from a news update and a three-minute commentary. It is Saturday. It is time to get your swerve on before you go to the club. Now, let me think about that for a second, because most people who listen to this damn show are too damn old to be going to the club. So I don't know what you're going to do when you're done with us, but I don't give a damn what happens after us. As long as you hang out with us, that's all we ask. Trying to get the party going. T.O., you know what to do, brother. Let's get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Vote! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says U.S. airstrikes in Iraq are helping Kurdish forces defend against attacks by Sunni radicals who call themselves the Islamic State. But as NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, the president stresses American military involvement in Iraq will be limited.
American military aircraft have been flying over northern Iraq, dropping laser-guided bombs on Sunni militant targets. But speaking on the White House lawn, President Obama said that doesn't mean the U.S. will be dragged into another war in Iraq.
All Iraqi communities are ultimately threatened by these barbaric terrorists, and all Iraqi communities need to unite to defend their country.
The president said there is no timetable for how long the airstrikes will last. For now, the U.S. is operating within budget, and Obama says he will go to Congress if more money is needed. The ultimate solution in the fight against the Islamic State, he said, is a stable and inclusive Iraqi government that offers a viable alternative for the Iraqi people. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.
More violence in Gaza today as efforts to renew a truce stall. Israel says it launched more airstrikes on Gaza this morning after Hamas militants resumed firing into Israel once yesterday's ceasefire expired. The BBC's Kevin Connolly is in Gaza.
The most striking moment of the morning came with the first of two huge explosions which seemed to come from the harbour area. Israeli missiles, one we think launched from the sea, another perhaps from the air. We're told the target was a Hamas training facility down on the waterfront. No word of casualties there, but Palestinian officials say that in other Israeli strikes this morning, 5 Palestinians have been killed, and overnight, 3 of those casualties came when a missile hit a mosque.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly. A federal judge says North Carolina's new controversial voting law will stay in effect for the November election. Duncan McFadden of member station WAFAE reports the Justice Department had asked for an injunction to block it.
The North Carolina law includes a shorter early voting period and does away with same-day registration. The Justice Department, along with the NAACP and the League of Women Voters, is suing to have the law overturned, saying it disproportionately affects some minorities. Their case won't be heard until next summer. Along with turning down the group's request for an injunction, U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Schroeder denied the state's motion to dismiss the case. The law also includes a voter ID requirement, which doesn't go into effect until 2016. North Carolina's majority Republican legislature passed the measure last year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned parts of the Voting Rights Act. For NPR News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Volkswagen of America is recalling more than 151,000 Tiguan SUVs. Some models between 2009 and 2014 could stall. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
I'm talking to all the fellas right now, so listen up. Here's my question for you. Has anyone ever questioned your manhood? Right? Has anyone said to you in the past, you're not man enough to do this, that, and the other? And here's the worst part. Has a woman ever questioned your manhood? The reason why I ask this question is because a real good friend of mine, he and I talk all the time, and I told him that I would actually bring this up during the show, so this is not putting him on Front Street. But I was just curious as to what the peeps would think about this. He said his wife questioned his manhood. And, you know, I said, well, whoa, what were the circumstances? Why did she question your manhood? And it was a situation where they were in the mall and some guys was looking at his wife. She had on a very revealing outfit, according to him. And some guys were looking at his wife and said something like, And so he chose to ignore it. Now, this guy is in his mid-40s. His wife is fine as hell, I have to say. And he ignored the Look at that. And that's what they said. And so he noticed that she had developed an attitude behind that. And when they got in the car, he was like, baby, what's wrong? She said, I can't believe you didn't say anything to those guys who made those comments about me. And he said, well, what comments did they make? She said, you heard them. They were complimenting me, or they were making noises and things about the way I was dressed. And he said, well, what do you want me to do? What did you want me to do? Did you want me to walk up to him and say, yo, man, don't look at my wife? Did you want me to fight him? He said, I'm 40 years old. Why are we even having this discussion? And this led to that. And you know what happens when you get in an argument with a person, all right? People start swinging below the belt, and they start saying things to really hit you in the nutsack if you're a guy. And I guess hit you between the legs if you're a female. I don't know. But anyway, he said that she questioned his manhood. So my question to you guys, and, you know, listen, send us an email, thejrileshowalive.com. What should he have done in that situation? How is that questioning his manhood because he decided to take the higher path? He's in his mid-40s, for Christ's sake. Here's my question. Why was she wearing what she was wearing? Apparently, it was to the point where people were saying, look at that. So does that make him less of a man because he didn't defend his wife's honor? Especially when they didn't say anything derogatory about her. They just said, look at all that. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Me? I think he's a bigger man for taking a higher path. And sometimes we have to do that. It ain't all about, hey, I'm going to challenge you to a fight. Sometimes the bigger man is the man who ignores stuff and walks away. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
clear mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Hey, man, you sound like you're full of energy, Mr. Elliott. How the hell are you?
I'm doing great, man. I am doing excellent, brother. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm always doing swervy.
I'm happy you are, brother. I'm happy you are.
Hey, man, you know what? It's a downer now. Because you... Hey, man, what's up, Mr. Elliott? How you doing, bro? What's happening, man? I'm doing all right, man. Mr. Elliott, I'm feeling great. Yeah, well, I'm glad you are, my brother. I'm glad you are. Hey, man, let me ask you something. If you were listening to this on the radio and a guy came in like you just came in, would you be fired up to listen to the rest of the show?
I sure would.
No, you would not.
I sure would. Yes, I would.
Because this show is built as being funny, as being happy, as being a show that gets you fired up. And then all of a sudden,
you know what,
Mr. Wildy Woo comes in. How you doing, brother?
Oh, damn, that doesn't even kill here. There's people that's going to keep it one way, there's one people going to keep another. So everybody should be on 20. You should have the people that's on 20, such people on 10. So that's the way it works out. So go on to the next
the hell
person,
does that mean?
Black Master.
Oh, you want to call me name?
It bounces itself out. It bounces itself out. So don't bring it here. Don't bring it here. Don't.
You know what, man?
Don't.
I wanted to start this show off on an upbeat. And once again, here you come, Mr. Wildy Wazzy Woo. So you know what I'm going
to
do?
That's not your name. Yeah, get your ass out of here. That's what you need to do. Get your ass on out of here. Don't come with that bull today. Get your ass.
You know what? I'm
going to
fire myself up. I'm going to fire myself up.
Or you shoot yourself in the leg.
I'm fire myself up. I don't need you. I don't need you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Whatever.
Because I'm getting fired up on my own.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to
say. Mr. Elliott, what you got to say about that?
I got nothing to say about it. I'm mad. Oh, he must be having, he may be having girlfriend problems. Just leave him alone. You never know. Oh, so how are you doing today, Momo BZ in the Heezy?
I am fantastic.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the Tony Tiger and say, yeah, I'm great. Oh, but hey, that's cool. As long as you're feeling good, baby. That's all
that
matters.
Yes, I am. Now, you know why?
Oh, my God. Huh?
Do you know why I'm fantastic?
Why are you so fantastic, baby?
Because I'm happy, clap for you.
Oh,
and you see
Yes, you are, girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead on, baby. Me too. I'm feeling happy too, girl. Don't get me fired up. Don't get me started today.
Hey.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Oh.
Sometimes she's here. You can take a break.
Oh, man. I'm dancing.
I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, I got a hair, baby, by the way.
By the way.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin, attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free.
Yeah.
Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Hi, Mr. L to the E to the S.
You got the right one, baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's here.
Hey.
I say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Grumpy Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are not on topic. And so now, Vanessa, I received a text from you saying that the book was off the chain, that you finished reading the book, and that you are ready to participate in conversations on the show today. So, girl, first of all, what do you think about the book, girl?
I love that book. I read that book in a day and a half, and I wasn't even at home most of the time. That book makes you not want to go to sleep. That book made you figure out which character you were.
Who, me?
For me, that book made me try to figure out which character I was. Come to find out, and I'm going to tell y'all, I'm not just which character I was or I am. That book was off the chain.
Okay, maybe
let's talk about it.
Let me ask you a question. Did you buy the book and forgot to pay your cell phone bill? Because your cell phone sounds raggedy.
Well,
earplugs.
I went and bought a brand new battery for all of my cordless phones, and it takes like 3 hours to charge them. So I'm talking to y'all about still today because I got all those new batteries. But can you hear me now? Can you understand me now? I'm sorry.
Coming in and out, but we'll deal with it. It's just like having Rick sister here. No big deal. So now, let me ask you a question. Now that you've read the book, do you think who in that book that's on this show reminds you of Kim?
Momo, don't kill me. Now, the first person I thought of was Momo.
Yes.
But wait.
I don't punk out now.
Young Kim.
I'm telling you, back in the day, I was Kim. But then
you were Kim?
I'm sorry?
You were Kim back in the day?
Back in the day, I was Kim when I was young. Then I turned out to be that last girl at the end of the book, and I've been trying to think of her name all day. Then I became a married woman and became her. And then at the end, I became Shima. I'm telling you, that book had me, because Kim had that hot head. Where she at? I'm going to kick her butt. I ain't having none of that and cussing everybody out there. That was the young Vanessa. Then when I got married, I became the other lady. Child, married, is my husband fooling around on me. And now that I'm 52, I'm almost 52, and been married 32 years, I am now Shima. Because I can now advise you and tell you what you're doing is wrong, blah, 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 blah. I'm chilling. I'm sitting in my own world. Now I'm Shima. I used to be Kim, and then the girl at the end of the book, and now I'm Shima. Hallelujah. That book is off the chain.
Well, let me tell you something. I've always said that you were an older version of Momo B. So, I mean, all you did was prove what I've been saying all along. You're just an older version of her.
Yeah, the younger me was like that.
Huh?
The younger me was like that.
Oh, I can tell. That's not a newsflash. I can tell that you can get jiggy with it. I can tell.
Woo!
I can tell. So now, here's the deal. Momo B, have you finished reading the book?
No, I have not.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute,
you didn't finish reading the book?
I've been busy.
I just got that book. I'm going to kill you, Momo.
What you been busy doing, Momo?
Listen, don't ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies.
You been busy doing what?
Don't worry about that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is your drought over?
been over. Where you been? Where you been?
Whoa. I didn't hear you. What did you say? You said your drought has been over.
I said that's been over. Where have you been?
You didn't tell me that, King Asabi. Somebody done knocked you upside down, huh?
baby, because it's none of your damn business.
Oh, damn. Let me tell you something, baby. Oh, so was it that young dude that was talking that stuff? He said, "You look here, old woman. I'm going to come and rock your world." Was it that young dude?
Excuse me, nobody ever calls me an old woman. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, you said that guy, he trying to talk to you, that little young fella, trying to get with you.
Yeah, no.
He
kind of
cute. He kind of cute, but, you know, I ain't got no pacifiers in my damn pocket. I can't bring him in right now. He kind of cute, though. Was it him?
No, it was not.
Oh, was it the dude that got the videotape of you in a cape and naked?
No.
Well, I'm confused.
No,
who is it? Who was it? Is it someone?
Thank you very much. You don't know him.
Well, but I'm trying to write a book. And the only way I can write one is if you can give me some details.
Oh, no, boo.
Oh, okay, fine.
All right, so listen. Open your Janelle Taylor's book. Let's go.
No, okay, so now let me ask you a question, Vanessa. Did that book end the way you wanted that book to end? Hey, Vanessa, be acting like she. Hold on. I got to rock. Vanessa, yeah. What do you do? Like, put the damn thing down and go be doing stuff, and then you come back? What are you doing?
Actually, I have company, so I'm trying to do the show, and I have company, and I'm cooking chili. So I am here. I'm sorry. What's
you said
up? Chitlins.
You cooking
chili? I don't eat no chitlins. Chili.
What you mean you don't eat no chitlins? What's wrong with eating chitlins?
I don't eat chitlins. I'm making chili.
What is wrong with eating chitlins?
I don't know wrong with it. I just don't eat none of that.
Why? You too good?
I'm a black person trying not to die from high blood pressure, Jay. I don't eat chitlin' tongue, but I don't eat none of that ethnic food. I don't eat none of that. Never have. I don't eat greens. I don't eat none of that.
Now, okay, who y'all calling? Okay, who's bougie? Hello? Can somebody tell me who's bougie?
Okay, well, I must have been bougie at the age of eight because I call
who's
a woman not eating greens.
Who's bougie? Come on, let me get some updates. See, nobody's talking now. Who's bougie?
I don't eat none of that.
What do you eat, this
Never
semester?
Have. Huh?
What do you eat?
Yeah, I mean, Jay, I just eat normal food. I just don't eat.
What's normal food?
I don't eat Southern Texas hog maws and chitlins. I just don't eat none of that stuff, Jay. I didn't eat it
so
as a child.
Do you eat?
I didn't eat it.
What do you
eat?
I
eat food. I eat steak. I eat chicken. I eat turkey. I eat pork chops. I mean, I'm making sausage and ground chili with cilantro out of my daughter's garden, fresh tomatoes and bell peppers out of Bobby's garden. I mean, I'm just...
Bobby Jones.
So that's all
Bobby
I'm
Jones.
Doing. I just don't eat soul food. I don't eat a lot of soul food.
You don't eat soul food, but you black.
I don't eat a lot of soul food. No, I don't.
That's okay. That's all right. You don't eat soul
and
food. You're a black
bougie,
woman, but you don't eat soul
don't.
Food. That's all right.
Jay,
hey,
I just
listen,
don't
you
eat
can
that
do...
stuff. I rarely eat an oxtail. Rarely.
Now, I don't eat oxtails. Let me tell you something.
But
if it looks like it can get up and walk off my plate, it will not go in my mouth. I've always had, that has always been the rule. If it looks like it can get up and walk off my plate, then it won't go in J. Ryle's mouth.
Okay,
that's just
then
the way
you
I
don't
roll.
Need to be eating the Cornish hen then, because the Cornish hen is the whole chicken sitting on your plate.
No, but hold up. But does it have the damn chicken legs and the damn chicken head
yes,
and all that
does.
Stuff on
it? I'm Cornish hen. Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, well, then, damn it, that's why I don't eat one
plate.
Then.
Okay, we know you ain't never had no Cornish hen. Mama, you ever had a Cornish hen?
Yes, I have,
Hello?
Actually.
Okay, so a Cornish hen is a whole little mini chicken on your plate, isn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't have the head part. Like, the face was on
no,
it.
No,
what about the legs?
Head, but he said, walk off your plate.
Yeah, he's crazy.
If it don't have no legs, if it don't have no legs, no head, Vanessa, it can't get up off my plate.
I still can't get up off your plate.
Yeah,
well,
I was,
but
I
know
I
where that's...
Same thing.
That's too close to the booty, so I can't be messing with nothing that's too close to the booty.
Pig. But you eat chitlins. Or chitlins.
Well, I do eat chitlins. Well, that's because I'm
that is the
you
worst
crazy.
Part of a
yes,
that's the worst.
You crazy
that
as hell.
That is the nastiest.
Thank you.
Now, hold on. I only eat chitlins once every 5 years.
I don't
because
care when you eat
it.
It's the nastiest part of a pig.
No, it's not.
Once every 5 years.
five years. Once every 5 years. Right. I can't deal with it more than five years. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Because it's just too much cholesterol. It's just too much. So I don't roll with it that much. Okay? I don't do it. All right, look. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Wan.
That was a long
10 minutes. Huh?
That was a long 10 minutes.
It wasn't no damn long 10 minutes. Listen, let me give you a hint. 10 minutes of song with a little background song plays for 10 minutes. When it runs out, 10 minutes is over. It's still playing. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Wan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you need to give the guy a call. You can hit him up on www.hitthemusic.com, or you can go and hit him up on Twitter. Nothing. If all else fails, I have a phone number. You can call him at 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. DJ Extraordinaire. DJ Sean Wan. All right, we're going to take a break. The old school Get Hype song is coming up after a weather update. You're in tune to the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather. UrbanMultiCharts.com.
Some storms just starting to fire up here across our nation's midsection. I'm AccuWeather.com's Steph Davis, and those storms prompting a severe thunderstorm watch. You can see it right here in effect until 10 o'clock local time. We'll take a closer look in at those storms. Like I said, just starting to fire up here within the last hour or so. Take a look here. You can see this cell really starting to blow up here with some heavy rainfall pushing across parts of South Dakota and Nebraska at this hour. We have gotten reports of some pretty heavy rainfall. Not too bad with gusty winds, but we're getting reports of golf ball-sized hail out there. So if you are doing some traveling, do be cautious here. Again, that severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 o'clock local time. Here across the southeast, just a soggy Saturday across all of the area. You can see heavy bands of rain falling from Alabama, Georgia, pushing all the way up through the coastal areas as well. Heaviest rain falling at this hour here along the Carolina coast, pushing through Raleigh, just drenching downpours. And that's why we do have the threat for some pretty decent flooding throughout the weekend. This is all the way through the day Sunday. You could see many places will get 2 to 4 inches of rain. Biggest flooding threat for Charlotte.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Someone who will treat you.
gentleman. If anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man.
Want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Cause if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree gonna begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Cause I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers wanna try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Saturday. Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I used to move a legal substance on the street.
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy Mr. L.E.S. is woken or risen from the dead. Hello, Mr. L.E.S.
What's up?
You, dawg. Momo P is in the house. What's up, Momo?
I need a man, not any man, woman sensitive. That's what I need. Yes!
Yeah.
I need a man with sensitivity.
Yes, you can run all over his ass.
He can't be no punk. I don't want no punk. I don't want no punk. I don't want
him. You want somebody going to choke the hell out you?
Yes.
Put you in a headlock. The whole team said, I'll put an ass in a headlock. Oh, my God. Bougie-ass Vanessa's in the house, entertaining guests. Hello.
I'm not bougie. How y'all doing?
You are bougie. I bet your guest is like,
Mr. L.E.S. Mr. L.E.S. loves me. Where are you? Where's Mr. L.E.S.?
I'm right here, darling. I'm right here,
hey,
darling.
Baby. Yes, he does.
Hey. I love NASA.
Yes, he does.
I'm with that one.
And I just want y'all to know, Jay lives in a very nice part of Houston. Don't y'all let him fool y'all in the least, okay?
Hold up. First of all, don't be trying to bring me into your category. Because you by your damn self, bougie. Like my man said, I eat everything on the pig from the rooter to the tooter. You moo, moo, moo.
Booty anyway, so it don't make a difference.
It's so crazy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Jay, what are we going to do? Because everybody hasn't finished the book.
Well, Vanessa, 10 minutes is over. We're done. I mean, unless you, what do you think we're going to talk about the book the whole damn show?
No, I said, so when are we going to get to talk about the book, because everybody hasn't read? We're going to talk about it next Wednesday? I'm just asking.
Do we need to talk about it next Wednesday?
No. Okay, we throw it. Can we throw it? Next subject. Are we still going to build a show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to worry about you and Momo's wish, nah? I was just wondering.
Oh, Momo had a wish too? Oh, we, yeah.
That was not Momo's wish in the first place.
Actually, it was Jay's wish, but he don't act like he's going to go nowhere.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah, so Jay, Jay, it's your wish. I'm trying to, you know, so I was just checking. It's only 3 or 4 months away. Okay.
I'm going.
Okay.
And Mr. Elliott, yeah, see, he act like he knows the weather that day that he won't be able to make it.
I mean, because there was a room that popped up in there, but I'm not going to be moving stuff around and switching if I don't know what's up. Because remember, Mom always said, if another room popped in there, that's why you insured it. If another room popped in there, we could get two. So I ain't heard nothing, so I ain't, you know, hey.
I'm going.
If it's just Jay and Momo, we're going to all be all right, because we can stay in one condo if it's just Jay and Momo. And we won't have me, you know. And that's how it's
going
to be.
Miss Terry's going.
Miss Terry live around the corner. She in L.A.
What?
Isn't she?
Miss Terry was going, too. Is he not going?
Mr. Elias is trying to be the weatherman.
Oh, weatherman. Damn. What's the rubber man?
So, Mr. Rubberman, do I need to start looking for a Chicago flight? Do I need to start looking up Chicago to Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. I looked up from Chicago to Las Vegas and Chicago to Houston. So, yeah, I've been looking up.
Wasn't it 169?
177.
Oh, that's it?
Mama thought it was 162.
Oh, I'm
going to
go get my ticket. Is that it?
I was trying to tell you to get that ticket. Mama,
no,
what are you trying to tell him to get that ticket when it was $139?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Well, they get it. They got money like that.
Hey, Miss Elias, man, she didn't say nothing about no trigger, man. Hey, man, are you all right, bro? I mean, are you okay?
Are you high? Are you smoking?
What's wrong with you, man? Are you okay, bro?
Is he down? Which one is he? Which?
I mean, what's up with you, man? I mean, you all right? What's up?
I don't think you're applying yourself, Smokey.
Huh?
I mean, good gracious, man! You, all right. Well, I'm glad that you're okay, Mr. Elias, because
stop
I'm confused.
Like a damn car and start talking. Start talking about you. Hell, stop that!
I'm gonna whoop his ass. What is wrong?
Yeah,
what the hell is wrong with this dude?
I don't know.
I'm scared. I'm really frightened of you. Whoa!
Hey, man.
So
hey, bro. Hold up now. Hold up, bro. Don't let your mouth write a check that your ass can't cash, homie.
Oh, Jay threatened me. Oh, my God. Please don't let him do that. Please, somebody stop him. He might whoop my ass. I am so frightened.
Ain't no might to it, homeboy.
Mr. Elias. Somebody stop his ass whooping. I am so frightened of Jay.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Sit your ass down, Mr. Elias. I done had about enough of you.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, homeboy.
I am so scared of you. Ooh, please don't hit me, Jay. Please. I don't know what I would do if you would hit me. I am so frightened of you. Get on with the damn show and shut up. Hear that shit right now.
All right, 347-850-1272. All right, listen. I was out on tag. And I tell you what, I love our listeners on tag are just great. They're telling me that we need to get active on Twitter. That's not something that I do, but I think we do need to be active on Twitter. And so somebody on this show needs to monitor the Twitter feed when we're live. So we're going to have to figure that out, because they're telling us that if I think that they're fun, oh man, you should be getting Twitter involved. Because the questions on Twitter would even be more funky. Now, here's a brother that sent me. He wanted, because remember back in the day, we would ask our audience to send us questions, and we would answer questions. We haven't done that in a while, but this guy sent a question. He was the one that was requesting that we do this again. And so I said I would do his question because we already had a topic. And here's what his situation is. And he wanted to get an answer from us. He said he can only listen up until, I think, 6 o'clock our time, Houston time. So I want to get it in before he bounces out. So here's the deal. He talked about how his friend introduced him to his wife, right? So now, the thing is that his friend and his wife are very close, his best friend, right? They be smacking each other on the ass and doing all kind of crazy mess. Now that he's married to this chick that his best friend introduced him to, every time he turn around, if he ain't at home, she on the phone talking to him. When they out together, all three of them, you know, the best friend is always slapping his wife on the ass and all this stuff. He at the point now where he's getting tired of it. But here's my question, Vanessa. They were like that before he introduced him to her before they got married. So the question is, should he say something to his best friend about this situation? I don't think he thinks they're messing around, but he just don't like the fact that this dude, you know, they be all up on each other and, you know, slapping asses and stuff like that. What you think, Vanessa?
Okay, did you just say, okay, are they, somebody's friend is up on their wife or partner, significant other or something, and they don't know if they should tell them if they don't like it? Is that what you're saying?
He introduced, the best friend introduced this chick to him.
Uh-huh.
Right? They were real good friends before he introduced them to his boy. And they still carried on like they did before the dude, the best friend, got serious and married the girl. So the question is, they're not doing anything different than before. He's saying, hey, maybe it's time for them to put an end to this bull crap.
You know what, Jay? If somebody in my family got a relationship like that, and Bobby Jones, however you be messing with my husband,
Bobby Jones and I
are not very comfortable with that situation. They were friends before he and the other person got married. Now they're all in the group, but anytime there's pictures and stuff, they all right there in each other's face and doing some peace signs over the head, and they be over in corners talking and whispering and laughing like they're in their own world. I don't like it, and neither does Bobby. So you know what I'm going to say to that? I would pull him to the side and say, you know what? Y'all need to change the extent of the way the relationship is. I'm not very comfortable with the way y'all are hee-ha-haing and hugging and talking and doing all of that. I know I just got in the picture. I just want y'all to know I'm a little bit uncomfortable with it. They can't stop it, Johnny, but I can put it out there in the atmosphere that I'm not comfortable with it, because Bobby and I go to a family event, and we see that. And we are not comfortable with that. And I made a comment to my relative and said, that don't really look right, even though they were friends before you came around. But if you're comfortable with it, I love it. But you need to keep your eyes on that right there. And that's what I said to the relative. Because you know I'm Shima. But that's what I said to the relative.
Well, that's what, okay. All right, so you're saying
I don't like that. I think that they still need to be friends. They need to be pet, but all that patting on the butt and all that hugging and doing peace signs over the head and all, like they kind of fooling around. I don't like that. That's just me.
Tell us how you really feel.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I mean, friends do fool around. Friends with benefits.
Oh, well, that's true. Mama B, what do you think about that situation?
I totally agree with Vanessa. There's a time and a place for everything. When you single and you ain't got no man, you could play with your little boyfriend, homeboy, all kind of ways, whatever you want to do. But when you got a man, I don't care who it is, if he know you, if he know him and everybody friends, you got to stop that. That's not nice. It's downright disrespectful if you ask me.
There you go, Mama.
That's right. That ain't happening. They better cut it out for somebody to get hurt.
Hey, Kim, I should have known. Somebody get hurt. Are you talking like physical hurt or like mentally hurt? Or both?
I'm talking about both.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, there you go, trying to put your hands on a man again. All right, but okay, Mr. Elias, what do you think, man?
I got to agree with the ladies, man. Look, man, if this is my old lady, you introduced me to her, keep your damn hands off my old lady. That's a sign of disrespect. I mean, I don't give a damn. I'm patting my old lady on her ass. That's my job.
I don't know how they patting each other on the ass, you know what I'm saying? They could just be, I'm thinking if they grew up together, like when they were little boys and girls, they may kick each other in the booty or pinch each other on the booty playing, you know, they play.
Whatever.
But you saying that needs to come to a screeching halt, huh?
Immediately.
I'm like, what the hell wrong with you? Can't pat my leg on my ass. That's my job, dude. Damn that.
He don't think they're messing around, but it's just the way they carry on. They carry on the same way they've been carrying on their whole lives. Mm-hmm. And so he's saying that he's feeling uncomfortable with that. Should he say something?
Me and you
down like full flats.
We wouldn't have been against two. I
don't like you, man. No. See, it's different. You can't use you. You got to use somebody else.
Ask the question.
No, you got to use somebody. I don't like you.
If I walked up and smacked your old lady on the ass, what would you say?
It's not what I'd say. It's what I do. It'd be a fight. Get your hands off my woman.
Would you sit there and say, stop, Mr. Elias, stop. Don't do that no more.
No, I kick you in your manhood. That's what I do. Let me get your hands off my woman. No, seriously, I don't know. Okay, all right, it's like brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters tackle and fight and do all that stuff.
Have you ever smacked your sister on the ass? You got a sister.
No, but see what you see. Hold on, Mr. Elias. See, you taking it straight there. They mess around and fight and tussle and all this stuff. You don't think there's nothing? He just asked.
No, it's disrespectful, and you ain't smacking my lady on the ass. I don't give a damn who you are.
So are you trying to tell me that you are so wound up behind that little mess? They've been doing that. He was doing it when he introduced it to your ass. Now all of a sudden you got a problem with
it? Right
away.
You're damn right. I'd have stopped it right there and there. Say, hey, homie, I'm planning on dating her, man. Don't do that. I'd have stopped it. I'd have nipped it right in the bud. Nope. Hey, man, don't do that. That's going to be my old lady, man. Don't do no stupid stuff like that no more. And I wouldn't say stupid stuff. I'd say stupid whatever like that no more. I mean that, man. Come on, dude. You don't do that. Come on, man. That's disrespectful. You know? That's disrespectful.
Okay, bro.
That is a sign of disrespect, man. Seriously.
Mm-mm. Wow. I didn't know y'all were going to be
Elias
so serious.
And Elias has spoken.
Yeah, I didn't think y'all was going to be so serious about it. I mean, good gracious. Mr. Elias is downright getting mad. Hey, y'all be putting your hands on there like that?
It always starts somewhere. The disrespect and the unfaithfulness always got to start somewhere.
Oh,
somebody
see, yeah, there you
lie.
Go.
Nip it
do
in
you
the
think?
Butt, cut that shit Let out. Oh, okay.
Hold up. It's just cursing.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. No, I didn't. You can't do that. And you as my homie, my homeboy, you probably going to keep on doing it because you think you can. But you're going to learn today, you're going to stop that. And the chick, she need to put an end to it because she already know. Now she got a man. You know, you should feel a way as being a woman, like, maybe this man should stop slapping me on my behind in front of my man, you know, now I got a man, now we can't do this no more. We can't play like we used to play. It's time to grow up. That's probably why she ain't have no man when you met her, because of this crap. The man probably left because you keep messing around with homeboy over
there. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. That's cold-blooded.
You can't be in a healthy relationship and have those kind of things going on, because like your homeboy is telling you now, like, he don't feel comfortable. You can't be in a relationship where your man don't feel comfortable. That's not going to be a healthy relationship. So you got to make your man feel comfortable. So if your man is not feeling comfortable, you got to end that. All that playboy, this is not a playground. You know, we know
okay,
our
okay, let me ask you
now.
This then, Momo. Let me ask you this question before we go to break. Let's say that your man listens to this show, and he says, you know, I don't like the way they be talking to you about your boobies and all that stuff on the show. This some bull crap. What you going to say to him?
Listen, it's just talk. We talk and we laugh and we joke with each other. It's not like we meet each other once a week and they rubbing on my stuff and squeezing on me. Talk is talk. Touching is a whole different thing. Touching is a whole different animal.
Oh, okay.
I ain't playing around like that. I'm not doing that. We could talk and play and flirt and all, do all we want to do all day long. And if my man got a problem with how we talk, then he need not call into the show no more.
That's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded.
Because I ain't changing the way I talk and the way I have fun on Saturdays and Wednesdays. I ain't going down.
Yeah, I know.
That's why no man, whether I'm dealing with him friendly, they ain't calling into the show. They ain't got no number. They don't know. They know I do shows, but they don't know what channel is on and what station and what place.
Hey, can I listen in? Hell no.
That's right. Absolutely not.
We may not have a relationship after this is over with.
You see? But I know. I know what to do and what not to do. I know. I understand how this game works. You might have a problem with what some people say. So in order to prevent that, you not get an end to the circle. You just stay right over there where you're supposed to be, out of my business.
Wow. Out of your business. Okay. All right, folks, listen. Coming up next after the break, it's the This or That game. Woo! Been a lot of requests for it. It's coming up next on the J. Ryle Show.
I just wanna keep him by me, so let it happen. got, dog?
We got Carrie calling in, man.
From New York, Carrie. Carrie, what's happening? How you doing? Welcome to the Jarrell Show.
I'm fine. Hi. Hi.
Hey, ooh,
hi.
Baby, you sound like a tenderoni.
What the hell?
It's that woo woo.
How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. Today's your birthday, right?
Today is my birthday, yes.
Yeah, wanted to say happy birthday, and you sound so sexy.
Do I, baby? Yeah. Oh,
you
girl, you know what you just
turn
earned
your
yourself,
hearing
girl.
Oh, no, please
just,
don't.
Do you know what you just earned yourself?
Oh, all right.
Can you take a guess? Yeah, girl, let me tell you what you just earned yourself, girl. You earned yourself some poetry, baby.
Okay.
From Mr. Sexy Voice himself.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And this is called Why You Love My Voice So Much. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Here comes.
Freestyle it.
Why do you love my voice so much? Let us count the ways. One, because it's a deep, sexy... Wow.
Oh, what the f*** are you doing?
You guys are making me laugh.
What's the second way?
Here it is. One is because, baby, it has this deep baritone that makes your whole body quiver. Number two, baby, because it feels so sexy, it makes your liver quiver. Third, baby, because it makes you get off your feet, baby, and do the wild thing. Let me tell you, girl, Big Daddy is here for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call me, girl.
Hey, who's this clown? It's that woo-woo.
And I'm there. Do you want me to say your name in my deep, sexy voice, baby?
Yes, Daddy.
I'm going to call... Oh, call me Poppy, girl. Call me Poppy.
Yes, Poppy.
You can have a lot of fun with just that gun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Today I'll be teaching you 10 things to say in Spanish before sex. Would you like to be a member of the Mile High Club? ¿Quieres ser miembro del Mile High Club? You repeat. ¿Quieres ser miembro del Mile High Club? Do you have condoms? ¿Tienes condones? Please repeat. ¿Tienes condones? Are your parents home? ¿Están en casa tus padres? Please try. ¿Están en casa tus padres? We're second cousins, so it's okay, right?
It's that woo woo.
Oh, damn!
Did she call you Poppy?
Fly away, baby. Fly.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's that woo woo.
It's that woo woo. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elias. What's up, boy?
Man, what's crack-a-lockin', baby? What's crack-a-lockin'?
Momo BZ is in the heezy.
With that woo woo,
is that woo woo? Nessa's in the house. What's up, Vanessa girl?
Nessa's in the house.
Like you've been drinking. All right, it's 5 after the hour, guys. On a beautiful Saturday, glad you guys are in the house. It is pretty outside. We changed the URL, so now you should be able to come on in. And you should feel right at home. All right, so folks, listen. We are only seconds away from the QOD. Matter of fact, let's get the QOD right now. And the QOD is not really the QOD, baby. Tonight we're playing one of our favorite games, the This or That game. Can you get with this or do you want to get with that? I'll ask questions and give you options, and then you should pick which one you want. So once again, it's one of our favorite games, and the listeners really love it. So that's it, 347-850-1272, the QOD, the question of the day. We are playing the This or That game. And you know how we get down. Mr. Elias. Yeah, of course. Mr. Elias, bro, you know how we get down. You are always number one, man. You the guy that gets the first and damn last word
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're the greatest of all time, Mr. Elias. I just wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Oh, gee, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Do you really appreciate it, or are you just saying that just to make me feel good?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
No.
All right. So, Mr. Elias, all right, listen, like you said, I just wanted to acknowledge you in front of everyone, okay? Because you're a swell guy.
I appreciate it. Oh, well, gee, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Elias. Well, Mr. Elias,
mm-hmm.
You know what time it is, don't you?
Sure I do.
Do you, Mr. Elias?
Of course.
Mr. Elias, I have a question for you, brother.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal, Mr. Elias. The question for you is, let's say that this old lady said, look, Mr. Elias, you look sexy to me. I haven't had sex in a very long time. She said, I don't want to be a freak, but I can't help myself. I don't want to be a freak, but I can't. I'm sorry. So, Mr. Elias, she said, look, I will give you $1 million. If you let me talk to the ding-dong sandwich up close and personal. But the only caveat is you have to tell your woman that this is going to go down. So in other words, she said the only way that you get this money, that's all I want to do, Mr. Elias. I just want to rap on the mic. But you have to tell your girl that this goes down. So, Mr. Elias!
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to get with this, or this is where it's at. You can get with...
Mr. Elias.
I didn't hear a that. I just heard a this.
What the dad is, he don't get nothing. That's the dad. He gets nothing. So, Mr. Elias.
Yes.
This or that, Mr. Elias.
I can't get with that, Jay. I can't get with that.
Oh, you damn dog. Yes, you can. Get the Elias. Don't tell me. I'm a Elias.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to get with this. Where is
that? Mr. Elias.
He crazy.
Oh, listen. You see, Momo B, for all that money?
Yeah.
Y'all not having no relations, Mr. Elias. She's just old, man.
I'm not losing my old lady over there, man. It's not worth it.
What did you ask her first?
Yeah, you better talk. That's the whole thing. Shoot, you better ask her. I'll be like, yo, babe, I'm getting ready to get $1 million. Come watch.
Hey, look. You may lose her if you don't tell her. You did what?
She was offering you $1 million just to rap on the mic and you didn't touch it?
Mr. Elias, come on now.
Nah.
Just $1 million, bro.
I'm not losing my lady over that, man.
But what have you told her, though? What have you said, hey, baby?
And
here's the proposition.
Down.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, what about that?
That for that?
Or this?
What? What?
Or that?
I didn't hear what you said.
Come on, give Momo.
What if you told your old lady and your old lady said, heck yeah, we about to come up on $1 million, bro. We about to come up on $1 million. That's all she gotta want to do is rock the mic. Oh, yeah, I hold it for her. Come on.
Oh, damn. You wouldn't even tell her, Miss Elias? You wouldn't even say, hey, baby, this sounds crazy, but let me talk to you about something.
Well, I would tell her, but I wouldn't do it.
But what if she said, hey, baby, look.
You better do it.
This
will
set us off. What if she said, hey.
But, hey, you know what, man? That'll be brought up for the rest of my life. And it'll be like, hey, remember you let that dude such. Nah, man. Some things are worse, man.
Hey, look here. She said, yeah, you remember when you let that lady do that? Well, I get into my damn Mercedes. You remember for the rest of your life. That's for damn sure. Oh, man, I can't believe that. Momo
B. $1 million, Miss Elias. A million.
Yeah, we ain't talking. That's a lot of money, Miss Elliott.
Okay.
Wow. I'm shocked. Me? Hell yeah.
And baby, you know what? If you don't like it, there's the door.
Then you ain't lying. $1 million? Are you serious? Come on, bro.
I'm serious. It's a heart attack, bro.
Man, that poontang ain't worth $1 million, man. I don't give a damn. It ain't worth no $1 million, dog.
Maybe not to you.
Maybe not to you. Oh, somebody is in love. Float on. My name is Miss Elliott.
Here's the mic. Here's the mic, and here's two turntables.
You stupid. You stupid.
Get up on this vision. Yes.
You are stupid. Oh, my goodness. 317-85.
He better get on out there. You and we. What? You can call me. They're going out there because she changed her mind.
347-85. All right, Mama B, baby. You talk about Miss Elliott. It's time for you to play. Mama B, are you ready, girl?
Yes, I am.
You know what? You are crazy, but that's okay. Here we go, Momo B. Uh-oh. Momo B. You ran into this guy. He said, I don't want to be a freak, but I can't help myself. He said, Momo B, baby, I got this fetish. And I want you to help me cure. I will give you $3,000 if you sniffed my dirty drawers. I give you $3,000 if you sniffed my dirty drawers. If you don't sniff my dirty drawers, you don't get a damn thing from me. All I want you to do, baby, is sniff my dirty jaw. So Momo B for $5,000.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to go with this, where it's at.
Momo B, baby. Are
well,
you
how many
sniffing?
Grand you said it was? Three or
five.
$5,000,
baby.
Five?
Dirty jaw. $5,000 for dirty jaw.
And all I have to do is sniff his dirty
drawers. All you got to do is sniff them, baby. They got, hey, look, they got some burger stains in them. All you got to do is take a good sniff.
No, you can't do it. I'm so good to it.
They dirty. They got a big racist stripe in them. But all you got to do is go, $5,000, baby. $5,000, which equates to 50 $100 Chris dollar bills. You gonna get with this? You gonna get with that?
You're gonna have to put the money in my hand first.
No. Hold on. You have to answer the damn question. Would you get with this? Would you get with that? Don't be trying to put no stipulations in. Would you get with this? No. Would you get with that? What you gonna do, Mama?
I'm gonna take this for $5,000, Alex. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
She act like she was on Jeopardy. I take this for $5,000, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Elliott.
I would.
Miss Elliott, would you do that?
No, he wouldn't do that. If he ain't letting nobody rock the mic for $1 million, he ain't gonna give no draws for $5,000.
Come on, Miss Elliott. Nope.
Mr. Elias
is rich, man. Hey, look,
no,
I've been taking this on all that. So far, so good. 347-850-1272.
So let me ask you a question. Would you sniff a woman's period panties for that much?
Hold on, Miss Elliott. You got to do it the right way, bro. Hold on. You got to do it the right way, Miss Elliott. I want to have the full effect. So you got to ask me the right way, dog. So hold on. I want to play the whole game. I don't want you to shortchange me out of my music.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Yes, Miss Elliott.
Okay, Jay. Say Precious came to you. Telling you too that she ain't like what you look like, and you a sexy brother to her. Nah. And she came to you and said, Jay, for $5,000, I want you to sniff my period panties as soon as I come off.
Oh my God.
Now.
Oh my God.
Jay. Maybe you can with this, or you can with that. And they had a racist stripe in the back of them.
Oh, damn.
Would you step on period patties, Jay? Would you step on period patties?
Hey, look, I would say this. I'm down with OPP, baby. I'm going to tell you straight up. Me and Momo B will be rolling. Because I see Momo B. We cut from the same cloth. Like, look here.
Okay, y'all ain't gave me my question yet.
Oh, your question coming right. Hold on. I'm trying to see, do we have enough time before the next break? Yeah, we have enough time. We got enough time, Mr. Elias. All right,
yes, we do.
All right, Vanessa.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Are you ready to play?
Kelly, shut up.
Make sure Bobby Joe not around. Are you ready, Vanessa?
I'm ready to go.
All right, Vanessa, here we go. This same dude is traveling the countryside. He said, look here, girl. He said, I saw you on Southwest Airlines looking good. Like you know your shit. And I said, damn it, I know that she married. But I know damn well she won't give me a number. That's okay. I have another plan. Vanessa, if you let me, I would give you $6,000. If you let me say, peekaboo, I see you. Look through the window while you and Bobby Jones were having relations. Or I would give you $500 to your favorite cause for an animal. So it's either $500, that is that, or you let me take a sneak peek at you and Bobby Jones doing the wild thing. I would give you $6,000. So Vanessa!
You can give it this or you can give it that. You can give it this or you can give it that. You can give it this or you can give it that.
So Vanessa, you get with this? What you get with that? Here we go.
I'm not taking none of it. You are not looking at me through my husband for $6,000. I ain't no money. You are not to watch me screw my husband for $6,000. And $500 took the pants, I can go pick up extra day of work and write that check. You are not to.
Hey, watch out.
Hell no.
You ain't playing right. You ain't playing right.
No.
You got to. Hey, look. There was no C. None of the above.
No.
What the hell was that?
But now one of them. I would give with this, I give with that. Next.
I'm
going to smell somebody's drawers for $5,000.
Oh, damn. She's out of rest of my drawers. For my credit.
Yeah, let me go smell somebody's drawers. Because you know what? I can go clean my nose and that scent can be gone. No. You need to tell me the dollars so you can watch me come out.
Stop, please stop, please stop. You're hurting my stomach, please.
Bobby Jones would be like, hell no.
Stop. Oh, stop. She said I can
nobody
clean my nose. How do you clean your nose, just out of curiosity?
Cleaning your nose gets all the scent out of your nose. I'm sure on the airplane, because some people have body odor, you can just take your bath and drive to work, put money, and clean your nose and get that smell from out of your nose.
So,
I'm going to smell some out of your nose.
That real smell somebody's ass for $5,000. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back after this on the Jay Rock Show. Oh, my God.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
And it's not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
Should I go?
Should I go?
Should I go?
should I? Or should I go? Or should I stay? Or should I stay? Broken promises. When love gets in the way. Something says stay. Stay. Something says go.
So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, "Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top."
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say...
Say...
What?
What?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. Why,
and you believe it, yo? The third and final cut of the Jay Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the Jay Rouse Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJR's Radio Network, online radio at its best. Of course, friends and family of the show, all times are central, especially here on our network, starting with tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central. It is the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, and Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. Have a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things happening in the world. So tune in before you go to church. Grab a cup of coffee, enjoy some smooth jazz, and listen to us. Intelligent conversations by ordinary people. It is the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. Wednesday, Who's Who's Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. It is the Wednesday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. Me, Mr. Elias, Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, Vanessa, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, come hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. It's your midweek picker-upper. Plus, we have the very best listening lounge in this land. If you love neo-soul smooth music, you're going to get that on Wednesdays right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Friday nights is Ladies First Radio with Montu LaDonna's Dr. Princess Aldea and Rich Sister. Check out the ladies before you hit the club. It's some very good conversations. It's Ladies First Radio. And, of course, every Saturday, we're back here on the big show. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, Vanessa, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, for the Saturday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. Right here, 5 o'clock, p.m. Central, on the TGRS Radio Network. Momo, BZ, baby, talk to us about this.
Yes, thank you, Jay. At the end of each and every week, when you're at your wit's end and you just want to release, you know, let that fire loose, gunshot, come over to the explosion featuring the evolutionary Momo B. That's when we get a problem for real. You know, it's no suppressing your feelings, your language, or your anger. Bring it on, bring it on. Come on, come on. Everybody's welcome. that. This explosion every Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, sometimes 10:30. But, yeah, we get a popping over here. Don't be afraid to come on by. Don't be afraid to come on by. It's all fun. It's all fun. And until somebody starts crying.
Have a date. It's going to be on 10:30. If I have a date, then you may not have it come on at all. All right, sorry. I had to say that out loud. All right, thank you very much. Of course, you can check out our colleague, Rich Sister. What is her website, Mr. Elias?
I think it's Thoughts for a Vision. Or I can't remember the name of it right now.
No, that ain't it. Our library is a one-stop shop, and I don't remember the rest of it.
Oh, damn, that's cold-blooded. All right, listen, check out Rich Sister. Just type in, if you're here on Blog Talk Radio, type in the top right-hand corner, Rich Sister, Thoughts of Vision, and you'll be able to find her. Also, if you want to hear our colleague Callie Wood, type in once again Callie Wood in the top right-hand corner during the search bar right here on BTR Radio. It'll take you straight to her show. Monday through Friday, from 10 to 12, it's Kings in the Morning with Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, the custom preacher Lenny Lynn, Simi, and Lady T, DL Dub. It's a funny show, guys. Check them out, Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12 on the J. King Network. And, of course, we're there every Wednesday night as well for 90 minutes. And last but certainly not least, you can check out our boy GOG. Just type his name in the top right-hand corner, and you can find out all you need to know about GOG. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Resetting the table for you. We are playing the This or That game. You can get in if you want to. Once again, call us, and don't be afraid. We'd love to hear from you. 347-850-1272 is the calling number, 347-850-1272. Now, Mr. Elias, let me tell you something, what I'm getting pissed off and tired of. The NFL Network finally has this game on with the Browns and the freaking Lions. Everybody wants to see Johnny freaking Manziel. I hope he goes out here and lays a damn goose egg. I'm so tired of hearing about Johnny Manziel. I don't know what to do with myself. But the game's on.
We'll see.
But they, you know what? They've been talking about this guy like he's the next coming to Jesus. It's ridiculous. They were talking about this guy during the halftime of last night's game.
Okay,
he's not even
a
starter.
We'll see what happens, man.
And plus, earlier today, earlier today, Venus Williams beat Serena at the Rogers Cup today. Yeah, Venus won. It's so hard for me to watch them two play. It really is, because I really want Serena to do her thing. But, God, you have to, you know, everybody knows what Venus has been through physically. And for her, it's just, and for 3 days straight, Mr. Elias, she's played three set matches, and she's won all three. And it's always difficult to watch that. But kudos to Venus. She's in the final, which I think is tomorrow.
It's hard for you to watch it, but actually I love watching those two play. I love it. I get a thrill. I just like watching those two play against each other. Because they're sisters, they love each other, but only one can win. And you can see it in their face. They're like, ugh. I just turned me on. I like it.
Wow, does it really turn you on? But see, they say that they don't like playing each other. It's hard. I mean, if you're so close.
They don't. But you can see it in each one of them faces that they want to win. Each of them want to win. Like, there's only one winner, and both of them want to be that winner. And that's what's so thrilling to me.
Wow.
You can't just say, you never see them play a half-ass game because it's their sister. They don't do that.
Well, the first couple of times they did. Because it was a sloppy tennis. And, you know, when they win, they don't really over-celebrate, right?
Because
they know.
They know that I would feel bad. So, yeah.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yes, you would. You're a liar. Yes, you would. In your face.
In your face.
Biatch. Where you going? Come on, pose with me. Take a picture. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. All right, Momo B.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Momo B.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Sit down. Okay. All right, sit down, Momo B. Right. You are in the bathroom. You're about to pull your sexy panties down. and stand up halfway because you're in the public bathroom, so you're not going to sit down. You're going to hover over the toilet. So before you pull your sexy panties down and hover over the toilet, you look down and you realize that the toilet is unflushed. There's boo-boo in the toilet.
I would so, okay.
But you also notice that somebody dropped 10 $100 bills in the toilet and it's down there with the boo-boo and pee-pee. Are you going to get with this and pick it up? Or are you going to get with that and just walk away?
Let me tell you this. That free money, just wait for somebody to pick it up. I'm going to be that somebody. That's number one. Number two, I have two children, and in my lifetime, I had about 6 or 7 dogs. I ain't knew the book to shit.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I done picked up a lot of it in my life. So, yes, I'm getting my G, boo-boo. I'm getting my G.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, I don't even think
I do that now. Miss Elliott, man.
Okay.
It's soaked in boo boo, man. It is soaked in boo boo, bro. It is soaked in boo boo and pee, man.
Miss Elliott,
no, bro.
Hey, Miss Elliott.
No, man.
Hey, bro.
No, I'm a flush.
That's a grand, dog.
Okay,
I'm getting my
you go
share
ahead.
Your share. All right, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm right in the men's bathroom checking all the stalls.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Ain't no money better than free money, I tell you. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Ain't no money than poontang money. Ain't no money like pissy money because pissy money don't stop. Are they? All right, Vanessa.
Yep. So you
Vanessa,
might as well stop asking those money questions because you already know my answer.
I know. Vanessa, baby. It's got boo-boo all over it, Vanessa. Boo-boo.
I'm here.
I know you're here. The question is, would you pick it up out the toilet? That's the question.
The question is what?
Here's the question for you and all your guests. Listen up. We want them all to hear this. You in your bedroom now. What kind of guests do you have? You entertaining guests in your bedroom.
Ooh.
Shut up, Jay.
You said you was in your bedroom.
I had to run in my room so you couldn't hear all the noise in my den.
Oh, well, I don't care. I mean, you know, I just, hey, maybe put them on the line, you know. Okay, Vanessa. We're gonna give it to you raw. Here you go, baby. Are you ready, Vanessa?
I'm ready.
Vanessa, baby. You are 30,000 feet above the earth. And you're about to go into that cramped ass bathroom and lift up your airline dress and use the bathroom. But you look down in the stall before you do it, and there's nothing but boo-boo and 10 crisp $100 bills. Vanessa, would you get with this and pick up the doo-doo money, or would you get with that and say the hell with it and flush it down the toilet, baby? Which way are you going?
Are you ready, Jack?
I'm going
to get a tampon out of the dispenser, or I am going to pluck every one of those 100 of that boo-boo and rinse it up in the sink, governor, and put it on the
Oh, damn it.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
That's a good idea. What if you had some gloves right there, Miss Delius?
Oh, I probably would grab it then. Hell, if I had gloves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll grab the tampon. Because your tampon got a stick. Mr. Elias, never forget the tampon dispenser. Because the tampon got a little stick. You can put the $100 bill out, boo-boo. That money would be in my face.
Oh, my Lord.
My man, wow. You feel where I'm coming from. You have to utilize your resources.
I hear you, girl. I hear you. And then, granted, if everything was empty, I'm still diving right on in.
I'm getting that money.
Would you use your hands, just your naked bare hands?
If I had to, Jay,
I would.
If I had to.
I wouldn't do that. No.
Because part of that money going to be sticking out, Joe, that you can snatch it out.
No, okay. It's soaked in boo-boo. It's a part of the boo-boo. It's soaked in boo-boo.
I'm getting it. As long as it's expendable, I'm getting it. Now, if I pulled it out and it was fake, I'd be mad at the mother.
I got lightheaded. Stop. I don't want to be a freak, but I can't help myself, Mr. Elias. He said, look, man, I will give you $10,000 if you put some baby oil on my naked ass. Mr. Elias.
You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back. You can give it this, or you can give it back.
Nobody has to know, Mr. Elias.
And it don't make you gay from rubbing oil on a man's
body. Elias.
It may make you suck at that, but it won't make you gay.
Oh, my God, man. What the hell is wrong, man?
Mr. Elias, man, he said, bro, just stop a little baby lotion on both my cheeks and rub it in, dog. I give you something. Nobody has to know. It'll be y'all secret. Mr.
Keep it on a down low. Nobody gotta know.
Hey, Miss Elias, you must have missed the cue, bro. Here it is for you.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to get with this, or you can get with that.
You can get with this.
No, hell no.
10 grand. 10 grand, Miss Elias. 10 grand.
I ain't rubbing on no man's ass. No.
No,
hell no.
Oh, Miss Elliott!
Oh, hell no. You rub on no man's ass. You rub on
you
my ass
right.
For 10,000, no.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that we do not live in the world of this or that. So Miss Elliott should be like, what's broke nigga sitting in the corner?
I know how to make that's one thing about me. I know how to make money, baby. I don't need to do that. I don't need to do something strange for change, baby.
I said, if you were living in the world, if the whole world was about this or that, you would be broke.
Miss Ellie, yes, man.
I'm not rubbing on no man's ass.
For 10 grand? And you ain't got to tell nobody?
$10,000.
I
would know. Damn that. Never know no man's ass. Hell.
Oh.
We be all moving up, moving along our path.
Hey, look.
Wednesday.
Hell, I would.
Call it what you want, baby. I ain't never know no man's ass.
Hey, I'm like, hey man, look here, bro. I'd be like, man, do you want it all on all your ass or just half your ass? Just tell me. You don't know nobody I know, do you?
What if it was Ernest's ass?
Yeah. What if it was Ernest's ass?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It was 20 grand.
Get the music going, Jake. Get the music going.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You're trying to think about it.
I can't breathe.
Get the music going.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Oh.
Okay, Jay. Same question posed to you. Ernest shows up in that aluminum foil hat and a robe on. A big ass robe on with nothing on up under. He said, Jay, in my robe pocket, I got a big ass thing of lube in my pocket. I want you to rub this all over my ass. Everywhere you see a dry spot, I want you to rub all over my ass. What would you
do? The right cheek and the left cheek. You ain't got to go in the crack.
No, this is all over his ass. Now, what would you do, Jay?
Mr. Elliott didn't put no money involved. I was going to get out of that one quicker than you open your damn mouth.
Oh, I said $10,000.
No, you didn't.
I said $10,000.
He said the same thing. And I'm saying $10,000.
No, he didn't.
Answer the question.
Is Ernest? You said it's Ernest?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Hey. I mean, I ain't Big Ern. How you want it, dog?
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to go with this, or you can get with that.
Yes. So there is a price that Jay is worth.
20 grand for rubbing his ass.
Bigger.
Hey, baby, rub on. I'm rubbing.
Look,
I'll be like the Karate Kid. Wax on, wax off.
Yes.
Hey, I rub it. Oh, all right, final set coming up next, folks.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Play it DJ. It's my day to play.
Okay, Big Daddy.
What you say?
How soon can you get here?
Like 20, 22, 23 minutes.
Bring your sexy ass home.
I'll be waiting. You want me to bring something? You want like some Doritos or something? Because I can stop and get it, babe. I whatever makes you happy. Whoo! Oh. Hey. Oh, Miguel. You didn't wash your hands, man? What the hell, s**t with a hat on anyway?
Joey Lewis was 75 years old when he fought!
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whoop.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back here, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272, Jay Ryle Show. Beautiful Saturday. Glad you guys are here with us. Even if you're here live or even if you're listening, tape delayed, we are especially happy that you're in the house. The KOD is the question of the day. We're playing the this or that game. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. And so far, the thises have been winning with me and Momo. Mr. Elias Bougie. I know. Mr. Elias is broke after the show today.
Yeah, he is.
I joker, man.
Call what you want.
Hey, I ain't rubbing though. Especially about the rubbing the damn lotion on the man's ass. Look here, man, Mr. Elias, what if you had to take care of an elderly parent? You trying to tell me you wouldn't change their diapers or do any of that stuff?
That's different. That's my parents. That's them, my peoples. Yeah, I do that. I do anything for my people. But hey, when it comes to rings on, but some stranger ring your doorbell. Hey, you want to rub some hot oil on my ass for $10,000? No, thank you.
Yep.
He's comfortable.
Like, yes, come on in. Hey, ain't nobody
yes.
watching
you. Know what?
You're not
you
being
know what?
Phoned,
close
are you?
My door. Close my door on your way out. I
don't
have my money.
Knock yourself out, though. Knock yourself out. Ding dong. I got $10,000. Hey, rub some hot oil on my ass for me. No, I'm good, man.
Hey, bro.
I'm good.
Let me tell you something. I tell you what. Joker can rub, hey.
Man.
You knock on my door,
husband,
bro. We all in, baby. We all
I'm
in.
I know how to hustle and make my money, baby. I'm sorry.
That's how I make my money right there. That's easy,
I'm
baby.
Glad you're making your money like that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, if somebody saw, all you got to do is rub lotion on my ass, really? Mm. I'm confident in myself to know who I am. If you're going to give me $20,000 for doing that, and so think about this for a second. How long does it take you to wipe lotions on somebody's ass? Come on, dog.
I don't know. You go ahead.
Because I rub it on my own ass every day.
How long does it take you?
A matter of seconds.
So you're going to make, so you're talking $20,000 for what? 2 minutes of work? You have lost your mind. Look, I've been rubbing so much. I'm like, look here. You got some friends? Tell them to come over. I'm an ass rubber. I'm rubbing asses. It's crazy as hell.
Here's my car.
Look, it'll be a pair of hands with a big ass sitting in the middle of it. That's on my card. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy
sorry.
For you.
Hey, well,
I'm
hey,
happy
bro.
For you.
Hey. All right, okay, well, look, you know what? Momo B said if it's for money, she all down with it. That's what she said. And, you know, and I believe her. But we have to test the theory. We have to test the theory. But we have to test the theory one more time. We gotta
be something.
I feel
like I'm getting sick. I feel like I'm getting sick.
Momo B. Are you ready, Momo B, baby?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Momo B. You got fired from your job because you told your boss that he was a biatch.
Okay.
And you were unemployed.
Yep.
You said that like, yeah, so I told him last week, and okay. So now you work at the zoo. They said, Momo B, baby, we're going to put these elephants in a damn cage where they can't turn around. You got to put on some damn elbow-length gloves and stick your hand up in their ass and pull elephant doo-doo out. We're going to pay you $10,000 to pull out elephant boo-boo. So, Mama B.
You can give it this, or you can give it that. You can give it this, or you can give it that. You can give it this, or you can give it that. I'm going to give it this, where it's at. You can give it
this. Mama B.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Is this an
8-hour
job?
No, just yeah. One time. They said, look, at one time, baby. You gotta go. Yeah, matter of fact, yeah.
Elephants?
For 30
how many
minutes.
Elephants?
You gotta do 6 elephants.
Oh. Do I get paid by the elephant?
No. No.
I don't know if I can make it through all 6. What if I make it through 3? How much money I'm going to get? That's going to be a problem if I
you
get paid.
Get,
all
right, you get $5,000 per elephant. A total of the 10.
You gotta pull out what I got to do? I got to stick my hand up in. Up
his ass. Let me say it for you. Up his ass and pull out the elephant boo-boo.
You know, I went to the circus a couple of times, and I don't like elephants. We don't get along.
So hold on. So, hell. Hey, look here, man. Answer the damn question.
You can give it this, or you can give it that. You can give it this, or you can give it that. You can give it this, or you can give it that. I'm going to give it this, or this, where it's at. You can give
it. You know what? I'm going to go head on and pick up my coat and leave.
You can give it this, or you can give it that.
What is that? You know, these are animals, and me sticking my hand up there it ain't gonna be comfortable for them. They might react. They're gonna react in not a pleasant way, and they're gonna kill me. They're gonna step their big back leg on me. Nah, I ain't doing that. I draw the line, Jay. I'm drawing a line on everything.
Hey, look, because my next one was going to be if somebody walked up. Hold up, Miss Ellis, I got to get it one more time because she didn't take this money. I thought she was going to do it, bruh, because I had an ace in the hole, Miss Ellis. I had an ace in the hole.
I
had an ace in the hole.
You never know.
I had an ace in the hole, Miss Ellis.
I can't do that. It's not going to be sitting there all calm and cool while you're digging up the ass.
But you can dig through human feces to get $1,000
out.
Or $5,000 you can't dig an elephant's ass.
No, because really? People get rowdy. He might get offended and try to
he
get
in a cage,
there.
He can't get loose.
He can kick up his leg. He can do something with his leg back there.
Alright, here's my ace in the hole. Alright, Mama B.
He killed. Now he's trying to die.
Alright, we're gonna bring a human into it.
Okay.
This dude
all
knocks
right,
on your door and he said, look here, baby.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a freak. I don't want to be a freak, but I can't help myself. He said, Mama B. He lay out $13,000 on the table.
Okay.
He said, all you got to do, Mama B.
And I'm licking my lips. No, I'm
kiss your, whoa, kiss whoa. My ding dong sandwich with a whole bunch of hair around it. So, Mama B,
you can give it this, or you can give it that. You can give it this, or you can give it that. You can give it this, or you can give it that. I'm going to give it this, where it's at. You can give it
this. That is
a lot of hair.
That is a hole.
He said, you got to kiss my ding dong sandwich, and it got hair all over the place.
For 13 grand, I'm a cornrow that sucker, and I'm gonna go to work.
She ain't got no scruples, bro.
I'm a week ahead of day. See you tomorrow.
She ain't got no scruples, Miss Elliott. That joker said she wouldn't kiss nothing with no hair on it, but hey, if you put some money on the line, I may have to change my mind.
Oh, damn.
Last call coming up.
In the circuit court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
A casino in Mississippi, which, by the way, is the only place in America where you can shoot craps and doves within 10 feet of each other. And I was standing off the side of the stage, and one of the stagehands said, "Man, what are them boots made out of?" I said, "They're Stingray." He said, "Are they waterproof?" No, he drowned. That's how I came about getting them. And not only did I buy blue Stingray boots, I wore them out of the store. See, that's another big redneck trait. We buy something, we're going to wear it within 24 hours. Just because you see a redneck come out of a store without a bag doesn't mean we didn't make a purchase. You didn't get nothing? No, I got some underwear. I just put it on in. But I have always admitted to being a redneck. To me, the definition of redneck is a glorious absence of sophistication. And it can be temporary or it can be permanent, but most of us are guilty of it, at least from time to time. Then not long ago, I was reading this magazine article where somebody claimed that there was a shortage of sophisticated people in this country, which I took to mean there was an abundance of people like me. And I started thinking about the differences, and they are vast, y'all. Like, sophisticated people invest their money in stock portfolios. Rednecks invest our money in commemorative plates. Yeah, that's the Legends of NASCAR series right there. It's probably our personal favorite, Richard Petty hugging his mama. I can't hardly look at it without crying. Of course, that's Dale Earnhardt. He wasn't in a wreck or nothing. That's just some ketchup on his forehead. See, rednecks thinks mutual funds means everybody's having a good time. Sophisticated people have retirement plans. Rednecks play the lottery. That's our plan. And when we hit the pick six, we're going to add a room onto the trailer so we don't have to sleep with Jim's daddy no more.
You pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song. Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have a few minutes to wrap it up. Mr. Elliott, man, you remember that song, bro, Beat Street?
Yeah, I do. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now.
Well, you know, the lady who made the song died of AIDS.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, man, but I still don't like the song.
Well, good. It accomplished its mission then.
What?
Mama B, you remember the song?
Yes, I remember it. And yes, Karen Reed was her name. And that song was one of the roller skating things. Did you roller skate, Miss Elias? How could you not like the song? Did he just say, I didn't like it then, I don't like it now?
That's what he said. That's what that joker said.
I didn't like it then, I don't like it now. Hell.
Oh my God, he's so mean tonight.
Jeez. Are he
me? You know, we're going to have to redo this show. Well, we're going to have to redo the All This Life show.
I know.
I don't understand why he's so mean.
That joker's grumpy tonight. What's the name of that damn elf? Grumpy?
She was she died of AIDS, and that was a sad thing. And that was like, yeah. That's when AIDS
was
what it was. Like, she died? What?
A lot of people died from AIDS, yeah. Yeah, you didn't know what was going on. But now, I guess, medication. You think about, Magic Johnson didn't have AIDS. He had the HIV virus.
And
he's still kicking. Is it gone, though? I mean, didn't he say he's HIV free?
Almost. 1 minute left.
What'd you say, Ms. Delias?
What?
It's almost undetectable is what they're saying.
Mm.
Wow. That's what it is. There's still a trace there, but it's almost undetectable.
I remember when he made that announcement, I thought he was going to be dead 3 years, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
We all did, because everybody else is, for the most part.
And Karl Malone was like, I ain't playing with him. Karl Malone was like, hey. But somebody knew what was going on, though, you know, back in the day.
Wow.
But I heard that they said the AIDS started from when them dudes sleeping with monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they said? From Africa?
That's what they said, but who knows?
Yeah. Hey, you never know, man. Anyway, but look, folks, it was fun today. Glad you guys hung out with us. And, you know, it was fun today. I mean, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Y'all damn near killed me today. There were parts where I was getting right in for real.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Man, so Miss E, baby, let me go back to you, girl. So you were talking about it depends. Now, you mentioned the quickie. How often do you do quickies, baby?
Oh, Lord.
Just Jay. FYI, girl.
I am celibate, Jay.
disrespectful kick. I want to say something to both of them, that respect is something that should always be given in relationships, especially when one has an issue with what is occurring. The first step is that he should say something to her, and the second step is that she must resolve the issue. Because if she don't be surprised if a never-before cousin came up named Big Boo Beverly, and they start kicking in the corners. If you can do it, I can do it too, baby. If you can do it, I can do it too. Guys, remember that song? If you can,
and you know it, that you can't, there's nothing to it. Get up and do your dance, and you know you can do it. Yeah, see, I'm always in it, girl. You cannot fool me when it comes to the music.
Man, she's going to be
ship out. All right, Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts, though.
Hey, man, I got a guy on the line that got some loving. He needs some loving advice from us, man. We don't have time, though.
He needs some what? What are you doing, man? We don't let anybody in do a laugh. Call, what the hell is wrong with you, Miss Delia?
What? I said
it's a good call. He needs love advice. You know, he's in a long-distance. His name is Charlie. He's in a long-distance relationship, and he hasn't talked to his girl in a couple, 3-4 days, and he's calling her, and she's not answering. He wants to know, what should he do?
Hey, what he should do is get off. Hey, look, what he should do is turn his radio off and get on the phone and call her ass. That's what he should do. And learn how to call her to a radio show earlier. We're only a minute out.
He tried to call already,
and he said she ain't answering. So, he wanted some advice.
Hey, man.
Well,
hey, let me tell you. I was waiting. Hey, look.
Because you don't know what me will talk to you. So, hey. All along, if you want.
Yeah. Hey, tell him to call back Wednesday. Listen. Jody Wiley made a song. I'm looking for a new love, baby.
Love,
a new love.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. Tell you what I'm going to do, Charlie, for you. We are going to, I already put it out on social media. We're asking people for questions. And this coming Wednesday, we will answer questions that you may have. So we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
It hurts a little feeling.
Because
it ain't going to be nothing pretty about that one.
You ain't lying. She ain't called. All right, Miss Elias, man. Look, man, we are down to it. You want to give your final thoughts or we're going to end the show? What are you doing?
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Hey, man, Rump, you know, this dude is built.
Grumpy, umpy. Let me add a little something. That's what happens when you let your mate listen to the show. We got a whole 3-minute show. Extra from Mr. Elias talking about booty everywhere. So keep your mate out of business. Do your own show. Let her go about business. I'm talking to everybody in the whole world. You have your little thing, and they have the little thing. So they're going to be like, come on this show, tell me, Bumblebee, I don't like it when you talk. I don't like it when they talk. No, boo. Don't ask for the number. You're not calling in. This is my thing over here. That's it. Because now we went for the whole I love booty. Booty's better than breathing. When I see a girl I like, I said, come here, baby. I like you and I want you. You can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
damn.
We missed that. God damn.
Well, he said he's doing something new every year. Every year he's doing something new.
That's a good night. That's what I'm doing every year. Something new.
That ain't, well, you would hurry up here because that crap right there ain't worth a damn.
All right, so for Mr. Elias, for Vanessa and Mama BC in the heat, J. Ryle, we'll see you next time here on the J. Ryle Show. Mr. Elias, man, I hope when you come back, you will turn that damn frown upside down, brother. Because, damn it, we need some smiles from your ass. That joke, he's in the head with y'all, he hung up.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.